Schumann's cello concerto was written when he was 40, shortly after he had arrived to take up the appointment of conductor to the orchestra in Dusseldorf in his beloved Rhineland. The concerto is in three movements, which are played without a break. Tonight's soloist is the distinguished French cellist André Navarre. And here he is now.
Thank you. Well, here we are. 8440 on WFMU. We're just a few minutes into the show. And I think you missed the best part. You didn't even get to hear it. It was the sound of my fright. Looking upon my microphone in between the Penderecki and the Shostakovich, glancing over, and out of nowhere, a bug was just perched right there on top of the microphone. Came from nowhere. I'm not afraid of bugs. It's not that. Insects, I know there are many more of them than there are human beings. I think I would be frightened by anything that came to land on the microphone right as I'm kind of getting ready to say hello to you all and greet you and hope that your Tuesday evening is going well. And now I'm looking over my shoulder because my immediate reaction was to kind of, you know, shoo into the air. And said bug flew off and did so with no impairment. So it's in the room. It's in my studio away from WFMU home base, which I dearly miss. But I'm glad to be here on the air with you, A440 listeners. My name is Bethany. We're going to go forward. We've got one audience member here with six legs in the studio. But we warmed up, got everything going, got the orchestra tuned. So sometimes I get a question about that. Why is the show A440? That's the common frequency in terms of hertz that the sound A, as we've come to know it, is tuned to. So guitarists, when they use that tuner or tuning fork set to A440, a lot of orchestras don't tune to A440, but we're going to let that one slide. It just gets to be a bigger conversation than necessary. We got tuned up and then introduced the cellist Andre Navarra. And our wonderful host from the 1950s introduced the Schumann Cello Concerto, which I had opted not to play, but I really liked that introduction, so I kept it so we could hear Andre Navarra get tuned up with the orchestra and then basically just play a piece for piano and cello, which was a lovely small piece, one of three for cello, the second, Valse Lente, a slow waltz from French composer Louis Mangenot. And it took a while for me to dig up a little bit on Mangenot. It's only on the French language version of the Wikipedia that you find a little bit there. Some operas, some compositions for symphony, really not that much known, but that beautiful piece, lovely. There's going to be a bunch of cello on tonight's show. There's things that happen to be strange waltzes. We did some tango from the Fringe last week, and now we're getting kind of like, we'll call it waltz out of nowhere with six-legged friends. The second piece I played tonight was written by Krzysztof Penderecki, the Sonata for Cello. And the fourth movement of that is indeed written as a tempo de valse. And that was from 2004 with the cellist Jakob Spahn. And third in the set, the Sonata for Cello and Piano in D minor, the second movement, marked Allegro, from 1934 by Dmitri Shostakovich and Saul Gambetta on the cello. So it's kind of going to be all cello all day here with a lot of waltz and oddity in between. The next set I'm pulling from the 24 Preludes for Cello and Piano by composer Lara Auerbach. They're great, all of them. I picked some that just really delight me and wanted to share those with you. So there's going to be three of the Preludes for Cello and Piano from Opus 47, and then a arrangement, which is entitled then a Postlude for Cello and Piano. And that's in that set, and you can find that on an album called Celloque with cellist Ani Ansafourian. So my name's Bethany. You're listening to A440. Glad you are here, tuned to WFMU. Let's listen to these Auerbach preludes and stay with us. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm definitely catching my breath after that. I was Russian-born American pianist and composer Lara Auerbach, who wrote 24 preludes for cello and piano, her opus 47, and then a postlude, which was an arrangement of one of those, and then with the sound of the prepared piano. So that's where there's a number of objects that go in to and may attach to or underneath and around the piano strings, giving it that metallic sound quality, which is really, really interesting. And Lara Auerbach playing on piano that recording with cellist Ani Anzavorian. It's going to be cello all over the place in this episode of A440. I hope you are doing well. I do, I know. It's a very interesting time. Actually, there's a whole new way that we can try to see the world that we're in. I do hope you're making the best of it. Say hello, please. I'd love to know who's out there. You can do that on the playlist and comments page. So if you are streaming live from WFMU.org, you probably already see that. You're using an app or you're on the FM signals. We have a few of them running at different frequencies. We are WFMU.org. And you don't need an account to do that. You can just say hello. Sign up. Make an account if you'd like to. Then you can keep track of your favorite shows, your favorite songs, and whatnot. But I'd love to hear from you and how you're doing, where you find yourself this evening, and other things like that. And so we've got that connection going. And then also, I've been continuing to offer what I'm calling the analog text message, a postcard sent to you if you should like. I can also send a virtual postcard if you would prefer something over email. But you'll have to do something digital either way if you would like to receive something from me, which is to send me a note and tell me where to send something for you. Digitally, or somewhere on land or sea. And just email that to me. It's Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. And you can also send something over to the station if you like. I'll get it at some time in the future. And from the playlist and comments page, I will put that mailing address on there now, since I doubt that you've got your pens and pencils ready just at this moment. But that's always easy to find, too. We're going to continue on with just a couple more waltzes. Oh yeah, by the way, one of those Lara Auerbach preludes was written as a tempo de waltz, as a waltz, the characteristic and speed of a waltz, something you could dance to, but in the particular way that Lara Auerbach would have us waltzing. And those were written in 1999, excuse me if I didn't mention that. Yes, so continuing on with cello, we'll be hearing from composer Leos Janáček, a presto for cello, and Faisal Say, one of the Four Cities, a suite written for cello and piano. And those are both pretty heavy burning pieces. So we're going to take a little pause with Something Delightful by Schubert. And there is this phrase of the Schubertian pause. It's something that Schubert puts a lot in the music, where it's kind of like you're anticipating what's coming next. And there's that gesture of waiting, almost leaping forward a little bit. But in this little pause, we'll just kind of get to relax into this piece, which is a nice duo with Gil Shaham playing violin, and it's a guitar. I'll have to put it on the playlist, but there's a guitar accompaniment, and it's very, very, very nice. And then again, we'll get ourselves nice and wound up with the Janáček and the Faisal Say. This is A440 on WFMU. My name is Bethany. Happy you are here again. If you'd like to get something in the mail, we've got postcards I can send out to you. Analog text messages. Let me know where to send them. Email me. I'll write it on that postcard. And that'll be the last of any transmission to your home address. Just that. No fears. We're all pen pals here. So here's some Schubert.
Thank you.
just going to have to slow things down, or I could possibly launch right out of the... Wow. Yeah. Okay. That piece is written by Faisal Say, a Turkish composer and pianist. And in the piece, Four Cities, each of the four parts is named after a city in Turkey. So this one is the second movement, called Hopa, after the town, spelled H-O-P-A, which I learned the postcode is 08600. And I found that to be pertinent since we were just talking about postcards. The elevation above sea level is 33 feet. There's about 18,000 inhabitants, and it is in the northeast corner of Turkey on the Georgian border. This is how I'm slowing myself down. I've listened to that piece a lot this week. A lot. And if I hadn't listened to it so many times, I would think maybe it didn't really exist. How amazing. So amazing. And I wait as calmly as I can, hopefully to be able to hear that played live. That performance by Nicholas Ahlstadt and Faisal Say on piano. And the Janacek that we heard before that is also by those two in collaboration. But yeah, the thing on my mind is the hope that concerts as we know them will have all of that again. And I'm saying this in a smiling way because it's just all too good, right? To try to look online and find performances. We'll get there, everybody, won't we? Yes. Yes, yes. The Janacek before that, the Presto for cello and piano, which was written in 1970. And also, as the Auerbach was, the Faisal Say was written in 1999. Moving forward, I have not seen my insect friend who was in here. I keep looking. I'm hoping it will not perch upon the keyboard and disguise itself as a letter, and not, I wouldn't see it. I promise, no insects have been harmed in the production of this week's show. My name is Bethany. This is A440 coming to you on WFMU. I do hope you're having a great evening. Now, from last week, I played some Bohuslav Martineau. I've been getting to a little bit each week, and I thought, oh, this will be cool, because I've been loving a lot of cello music lately. In fact, I think this show would not have happened without the two from last week. There was a little bit of a snag. I played, if you're paying a lot of attention at the end, the duel for violin and cello, number one, and then number two. But the number two duo I happened to play was for violin and viola, and this egregious error I have now been able to correct. So we're going to go back an encore performance of the first duo for violin and cello, and then we'll hear number two, and we'll get it right. And we can do that back-to-back comparison, just as I had been waiting to do in no time like the present. So these two are by Bohuslav Martineau. And then we're going to hear a suite for two violins, cello, and piano, left hand. And this is also a lot of continuity from last week, where we had the Godofsky and Chopin piece, piano, left hand, and cello. A lot of waltzes, a lot of, you know, things just got a little crazy this week. So hope you're enjoying yourself. Here is for you the duo number one, violin and cello, marked Rondo Allegro con Brio. Thank you. music of Bohuslav Martinu and Eric Korngold in that set, with the two duos for violin and cello. The first in 1927, written in Paris, and the second, 1958, written in Switzerland. We got those back to back. Violin, cello, with 30 years in between. And Eric Korngold from 1930, the suite for two violins, cello, and piano, Left Hand. That piece was written for Paul Wittgenstein, and I'd love to go more into the topic of left hand only piano, but we had Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm during World War II, and he was the older brother, familiar last name, the older brother of the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein. He had the resources to commission some pieces, and long list of composers of that era who wrote works specifically for piano left hand, including Ravel, probably the most famous of all of those. But Korngold was one of the first who was approached, and he wrote a piano concerto in 1923, and Wittgenstein liked it so much that then this chamber music piece came after, 1930. So we hit all three marks on that piece: left-hand piano, cello all show, basically. And would you know that movement two of that is a waltz? So everything coming full circle on this here episode of A440. I'm so glad you've joined me. My name's Bethany. And like I said before, if you would like to be pen pals, if you'd like me to send out an analog text message to you, I just need to know where to send that. Happy to do it, wherever you might be. Give me an address, I'll send it your way. So just send that to me direct. It's Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. And of course, if you'd like one virtual, I can send that too. I'll handwrite it, I'll take a picture of it, give it to you that way. We've just a little bit more time, so how about in the characteristic of a waltz, we'll have a little Rodolfo Biaggi to send us on our way for this week. And I'll be back next week, and getting very, very close to streaming live. I hope to do that for you and be right there each second, bugs flying in the studio, real time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.